All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Hisham, and of course, the obvious thing to say is that like Christine's a tough act to follow. Like after all that energy, and but yeah, I think we're gonna wind things down a bit and get a bit philosophical about free software maintainership, project directions, and all those kinds of things. So I think it's gonna be pretty chill, and yeah. So as many of you know, and I see many friends here, I have started several, this is feeding back a little, like, but I hope it's okay in the recording. I have started several free software projects myself, and I guess maybe one of the takeaways of this talk, probably of all my talks, is to try to encourage people to start their own little projects. Like, I love big visions, and I love big communities, but personally, my thing has always been like starting little projects, and I've done a few of them, and with varied outcomes. And some of you has mentioned before, like I think like the most popular one is HTOP, the process viewer, which I've worked on for about like 15 years or something, and yeah, and that got like you know that got really big and popular, and. Another one which found its niche is Lua Rocks, the package manager for the Lua programming language. So that also started as a small project and ended up getting like lots of usage, at least like within the small universe that is the Lua world and its various subcommunities. And but then again, I also made like my own little text editor, which I use as my daily driver, and which I have like basically like one user, and I get surprised when someone sends an email or something, and I don't expect anyone else to use it. And yeah. So here, when we talk about minimalism, and many of the talks that we see here, we often talk about small projects, and like, and it's fair to see those things as small projects as well. And when we look at the history of how it went, like many people know the story. Like I have maintained HTOP for like about 15 years, and if you look at the commit graph history and my commit graph history over there, like I'm happy to report that I have been since overtaken in the number of commits, like by one of the current maintainers. But basically, like up to like the first three quarters of the graph, they pretty much like match my graph there, and then we have this like flurry of activity now that there's a new maintainer team carrying on with the project. So I'm super happy about that outcome over there. And I can tell you, like at that point, somewhere around there, after the last big burst that I did, at one point, like I was happy with HTOP. It did everything I needed. You know, the whole scratch your own itch thing was done, and I honestly felt like the project was finished, and really, like I pretty much lost interest in it. Right. So I'm happy there is people who are interested. I've met just met here at Fosdem Ben, one of the current maintainers. Like, Ben B here for the first time in person, and it's been an awesome experience. Like on the other hand, like the little text editor, you know, keeps going. Like they're not up to the same scale, but like it just keeps going. Like if I need something, I made a little change, and it just keeps going as my own little project. Right. Which brings me to my current like focus on of excitement, my current little project, which is Teal. Teal is a you can think of Teal as what TypeScript is to JavaScript. So basically, like Teal is a pun on TL. Like those of you who were at the 2019 Fosdem talk when it still didn't have a name, the working title for the project was TL, and I kept calling it Teal, TL, 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 and then it, like, and I like the color. So, and just like, so yeah, that was 2019 me talking about it, and so this is like a typed dialect of Lua, and Lua. Sometimes I forget to talk about Lua and to give a bit a little primer, right? Lua is this dynamic language which is was developed in Brazil at the Pucurio University at Rio de Janeiro, and in the 90s. At one point in the 2000s, when I was like thinking of applying to grad school, Lua was the only programming language like that reached the mainstream that was not developed in the global north. Right. So actually, it was like one of the two only ones that were not from Western Europe or the United States. because the other exception was Ruby from Japan. And so it's this scripting language that's super small. It's designed to be embeddable, so it found niches in networking areas, end up working with it a lot in that field. Gaming industry mainly, and embedded systems. And to put a human face to it, here's a picture from, I think it was last year, like when we celebrated like 30 years of Lua. That was, they held a workshop in Rio de Janeiro. Like, that's me next to this Roberto, creator of the language. There's Hugo, who's creator of Paline, and like many other like of the alumni and the next generation, like the current undergrads in Rio, and the project keeps going on. And so the idea of Teal was kind of like Lua, but for programming in the large, because Lua is designed as this tiny, and we're talking about minimalism here, it was designed as this tiny minimalist language, but that doesn't stop people from misusing it. Like, people end up like, oh, I like Lua, it's so tiny, let me start writing more and more and more and more and more stuff with it. So in the end, people end up writing like entire applications, such as Lua Rocks. Which it was not the right way to do it, because like in the end, like it becomes kind of unwieldy, right? And being like a PL nerd, like instead of like rewriting it in a better choice of language, no, let's make another language too, so we can still keep writing it in Lua, but now with type safety. So this is not really a coding talk, but. Just so I have like one slide with code, here's like a quick taste of Teal. It really looks like Lua, but then like the teal colored bits are like the type annotations. We have like new operator here and there and things to deal with types. And this is a bit of foreshadowing on like some of the things I'm going to talk about for like Teal's raison d'être, right? So Teal has evolved over the years. Like, it starts from that little personal project that I presented in 2019, and now it has users, it has people who complain about it, it has people who send bug reports saying that the compiler is too slow and they're compiling hundreds of files at the time, and I go like, oh my god, you have a Teal project that has hundreds of files? Right? Well, so basically I'm not the largest Teal user anymore, like by far. Right? So we do have a community that has evolved around it. And I talked about it last year here, like in a presentation called like 5 years of Teal. And an interesting thing was like this, this thing of like.